Today, we continue with lesson number 20 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos, and we will be learning the second and third Mishnayos of the seventh Perek. We'll begin with the second Mishnah, Mishnah Beis of Perek Zayin. When back in history, the Jewish people on the Midbar, it's Parshas Tzav, and there was a big inauguration ceremony for Aaron Ubonov, and they became Kohanim for the first time. There was a seven-day celebration, the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. During that period of time, special korbanos were brought. As the Pasuk says, Vayakrev es ha'ayil hasheni eil hamiluim. They would bring a ram, an older sheep. Vayikach es ha'chelev es ha'aliov es kol ha'chelev asher al ha'kerev, etc. V'yeshok ha'yomin. They would take the various parts which went upon the of the meat which went upon the Mizbeach, and the various parts which required a certain type of procedure. And then the Pasuk says, Umisal ha-matzos asher lifnei Hashem, from the basket of matzos which was present before Hashem, in other words, in the area of the Mishkan facing the entrance to the Eichel, lo kachalas matzo achas, v'chalas lechem shemen v'rokik echod. They took three matzos, chalos. One was chalas matzah, one was chalas lechem shemen, and one was a rokik. Vayosem al hachalovim v'al shok hayomin. They placed them upon the fatty meat and upon the thigh bone, the right thigh bone. And they performed with it all a tenufa, a waving procedure, which we studied about earlier. As the Pasuk says, Vayitein es hakol al kapei Aharon v'al kapei bonov, vayonef osom tenufa. These psukim are to be found in Chumash Vayikra, Perek Ches, psukim Chof Beis to Chof Zayin. So we see from here that just as we've been learning that certain chalos, breads, were brought with the Korban Todah, so were breads brought with the El HaMiluim. It's once in a history event. We also find that, by the way, that breads accompanied the korbanos of a nazir. When a nazir, a person who vowed to accept upon himself nazirus, not to take a haircut, not to shave, not to eat grapes or grape products, not to come close to mesim, to the dead, etc. So when he finished his term, he or she finished his or her term of nazirus, then they would bring chalos and rakikim. This is described in Parshas Noso, Chumash Bamidbar, Perek Vov, Pasuk Tesvov. And now our Mishnah, just as the previous Mishnah gave us the precise amounts that were done for the Lachmei Todah, how much flour was assigned to each different type of bread which accompanied the Korban Todah, our Mishnah is going to teach us about the Shiurim, the amounts of a wheat which comprise the breads of the miluim, of the inauguration of the Kohanim once in history, and of the breads which the Nazir brought. So the Mishnah says, HaMiluim, the breads which were brought with the El HaMiluim, HaYuboim kamatzo shebatodo. They came with the same amount as the matzah of the Todah. Remember, the Todah had three groups of matzah, each of 10 each, a total of 30. So the breads which accompanied the El HaMiluim were also similar to the breads which accompanied the Korban Todah. There were chalos, there were rakikim, and there were ravucha, the three different subcategories of matzah, not chametz, that were brought. But there was no chametz, no 10 breads of chametz brought with the El HaMiluim, pure matzah. Hanazirus, the breads which accompany the Nazir's korban, hoysa bo'o shtei yodos b'matzo shebatodo, had there two two parts, two portions of the Matzah Shebatodah. The Matzah Shebatodah had chalos and rekikim and revucha. The chalos were flour mixed with oil and then baked. The rekikim were flour mixed with water and then baked and then smeared with oil. And the revucha was flour boiled in boiling water and then extracted from that water. So that was true by chalos todah, matzos todah, but by the breads which accompanied the nazir's carbon, there were only two of the three. As the Mishnah explains, chalos urkikin there were. There were 10 chalos matzos and 10 rekike matzos. V'yein bo revucho, but there was no soles murbeches. Nimtzu asoro kaben Yerushalmios. Comes out now that for the Lachme Nozir, there were a total of 10 Yerushalmi Kabim, 5 for the Chalos Matzos, and 5 for the Rokike Matzos. Shehein, and the, now, 10 Kabin Yerushalmios equals, is divided into 5 Kabin for each category which the Nozir brought. Shehein shisha esronos v'advayin. Convert that now into midbar measures from Yerushalmi measures. It works out that they were 6 and a fraction. V'advayin is like a plural of the word ode. 6 and some odes. 6 and a leftover, a residual. Because according to the midbar measurement, shlosha 3 and a third esronos were there for each min, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. So for 2 minim of the Lachmei Todah, there were 2 times 3 and a third, which is 6 and 2 v'odes. 6 and 2 v'odes, meaning 6 and 2 thirds of an isoro. 3 times 3 and 1 third is 6 and 2 thirds. Umikulon, from all of the minim of the Lachmei Todah. Now, we're going back now to Lachmei Todah. For Lachmei Todah, remember, there were 40 breads, 4 groups of 10 each, 1 chametz and 3 matzah. So umikulon, from all of these 4 sets of 10, hayanotel echad meisora truma, the Kohen would take 1 from each 10. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hikriv mimenu echad mikol korban truma l'Hashem. When it says echad, that means one whole one. Says the Mishnah, echad shelo yitol porus. He took one whole bread, not a broken bread. He took one chalosh lema from each group of 10. Mikol korban, meaning, the pasuk says, echad mikol korban, that means, sheyuhu kol ha-korbanos shovim, meaning, from each of the 4 categories of breads which accompany the Lachmei Todah, there were 10 breads. You couldn't have 12 in one and 8 in the other. V'shelo yitel mikol mikorbon lachavero. The Kohen couldn't say, you know, I like this kind, so I'll take 2 of those, all right, and less of these. No, couldn't be done that way. He had to take 1 challah, 1 bread from each species. He couldn't say, I'll take a total of 4, 2 from category 1, none from category 2, and 1 from category 3, and 1 from category 4. The pasuk continues, La Kohen Hazorek es dam hashlomim lo yiye, that these breads, if you read the pasuk literally, the breads belonged to the Kohen who actually did the work, the avoda, with the animal korban and sprinkled the blood upon the mizbeach of the animal korban. It would seem from the pasuk that he's the one who gets to eat the breads. La Kohen Hazorek es dam hashlomim lo yiye. For him should be the lechem. And that's not exactly true. Any Kohen gets those 10, but perhaps he has priority. V'hasha'or ne'echol abalim. The other 9 of each category. There's four categories, and 9 times 4, the other 36 breads were eaten by the person, the non-Kohen, who brought the Korban in the first place. Mishnah Gimel now, the second Mishnah in our lesson number 20. Hashochet es hatoda bifnim. Remember, the Korban Todah is comprised of two components. One component is the animal Korban. That's the Todah. That's called the Todah. And the other, the breads, the 40 breads. That's called the Lechem, the Lachme Todah. So suppose a person shechs the Todah properly bifnim in the temple courtyard, the Lachma, but the 40 Chalos. Chutz l'chomo, there, downtown somewhere. And in the Gemara, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What do you mean, chutz l'chomo? They're outside the wall. Where are they? How far outside the wall? Rabbi Yochanan says they are outside the wall of Beis Pagi. Beis Pagi was a known structure right at the outer precincts of the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's where they were found. Reish Lakish says they were found somewhere outside the walls of the Azorah. In any case, lo kidesh alechem, the lechem has not become kadosh, because the lechem only becomes kadosh at the time that the zevach, the animal sacrifice, is slaughtered. And since at the time of the slaughtering, the lechem was in a place where it can't be eaten, because the Lachmei Todah must be eaten on the courtyard, on the temple's grounds. And here they were eaten outside those grounds. I'm sorry, here they were existing. They were found. They were placed outside the grounds. They weren't in the right zone for them to become Miskadesh, for them to become Kadosh with the Shechitas HaZevach, because they were in a place where they were also to be eaten. They have to at least be in a place where, after the Shechitas HaZevach, they can be eaten. Shechoto ad shelo kormu batanor. Suppose the animal was slaughtered before the breads were fully baked. There was no crust yet formed upon them in the oven. They were not yet baked to the point where there was kormu. Kormu means there was a crust around them. Or even if the animal was shechted and 3 of the breads were already had crust, baked to the point where they did have crust, but 1 did not, lo kodash alechem, the lechem has not become kodosh. The ideal situation is the animal is shechted after the 40 breads in an oven in the temple precincts have all been kormu, have all been baked to the point where there's a crust around them. Shechotah, suppose a person shechs the korban todah, and he has in mind to eat the meat of that korban todah, or he has in mind to put the emurim, the fatty parts which go upon the mizbeach, he has in mind to either eat the meat or do the haktorah, chutz lizmano, and the next day. A korban todah, remember, is done today and can be eaten today and tonight, but by tomorrow it's chutz lizman. If he had in mind a machsheves pigul, a machsheva to eat it chutz lizmano, or to do the haktorah chutz lizmano, v'chutz limkomo, or he had a machsheves psul, meant he had in mind to eat it downtown somewhere, then kodash halechem, the lechem becomes kodosh, but if the Kohen had in mind to eat the Zevach Chutz Lizman, it becomes Kodosh, but Pigel. And if he had in mind to eat the Chutz Lizmkoma, it becomes Kodosh, but Pasul. Shechotov and him says Trefo, suppose everything is fine. The Shechita was done properly. The Kohen has no sinister ideas in his mind of eating it the wrong time or the wrong place. The breads are all baked well enough so that they have crust around them and they're baked inside the temple precincts. But lo and behold, they shech the animal. It turns out it's a trefa, has a big hole in its lung. Then, lo kodash alechem, because the shechita was a shechita pesula, and the pesul occurred, obviously, before the shechita. the animal didn't develop a lung because it developed a hole in its lung because of the shrita. The animal had a hole in its lung before the shrita. So the zevach was obviously possible before the shrita. So such a shrita cannot render the lechem kadosh. Shechotov nimtzeis balas mum. Suppose they shechted the animal and then they found a mum. Now the question is, didn't they see the mum before they shechted it? Mum is a defect, and most of the defects which disqualify an animal for being a korban are quite apparent to anybody. However, the Gemara says that we're talking here about a mum which is not apparent to anyone but a true expert. For example, a certain type of, perhaps a cataract in its eye, something called a dokin sheba'ayin, which is not apparent to the superficial observer. So suppose they shechted the korban toda animal and then afterwards examined it and found out that it was a ba'alas mum. Rabbi Eliezer omer kodash. Rabbi Eliezer says the lechem is still kodosh. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, since the mum was not nikor, the mum was not apparent, so then in such a situation the din is, if you would take that animal and put it upon the mizbeach, you shouldn't put it upon the mizbeach, but if you did, lo yered, you don't take it down from the mizbeach, because the mum was not such a gross mum that it was apparent. So since the din of this animal was that if b'dieved it was placed upon the mizbeach, lo yered, so therefore Rabbi Eliezer says that's sufficient to make the lechem kodosh. The Chachamim omim lo kodash. The Chachamim say no. Since l'chatchila, this korban cannot be put upon the mizbeach, there is a mum, however unnoticeable it is, nevertheless there's a mum, balas mum, cannot be mekadesh the lechem. Suppose the Kohen shechted the animal shalolishma, shechoto shalolishma. He had in mind to shecht not a korban toda, but a korban shlomim, a korban osham, whatever. V'chein el hamiluim. And similarly, the el hamiluim, which was shechted at the time in history when the Kohanim were inaugurated, if that was slaughtered shalolishmon, v'chein shnei chivsei atzeres yeshechoton shalolishmon, and similarly the two sheep which are shechted on the holiday of Shavuos, if the Kohen had in mind to shecht them for some other korban, not for the shnei kifsei atzeres, lo kodash halechem. Remember, all three of these korbanos, lachmei toda, the korban toda has lachmei toda, the el hamiluim has lechem which go along with it, the shnei kifsei atzeres has a shtei halechem that go along with it, and in all these cases the lechem becomes kodosh together with the shechita of the animal. So if the shechita was done fine and dandy, the lechem becomes kodosh. But in these cases, suppose the lechem was, the shechita was done shalolishmon, lo kodash halechem, the lechem does not become kodosh, because the pasuk says, al chalos lechem chometz yakriv korbono al zevach todas shalomov. That's a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud Gimel in Vayikra. And the Gemara darshens, a zevach which was slaughtered l'shem toda, from that is mekadesh es halechem. And from there we learn, any zevach which is comes has accompanying breads with it, like the el hamiluim and the shnei kifsei atzeres, all of them, they become kodosh with the proper shchita of their accompanying zevach. But if the accompanying zevach was shechted shelo lishmo, the breads, in the case of lachmei toda, in the case of el hamiluim, and in the case of the shtei halechem, which accompany the kifsei atzeres, do not become kodosh. And so we have finished Mishnayos 2 and 3 of Perek Zayin, and in the process completed the 20th lesson.